If only I could go back and do it over again. But of course, no one could do that. It appeared that only through death's doorway would he and the others make their way out of this doomed hole. If there was only some way, he argued with God, crossing himself, I would never steal again. Kerplop. Hernando stared at the pile of snow suddenly in his lap. Slowly his head craned back, and a view traveled up to the black roof arching overhead. A smaller icy glob splattered upon his forehead. Hernando blinked, wiped his forehead dry, and squinted at the ceiling, trying to pierce the darkness above. Señor Carson? The sound of something heavy, suddenly shifting positions, came ominously from above him. Señor Carson, he repeated, a little louder this time. What is it? Kid answered abruptly, his eyes still focused outside. I think there is something happening here. What are you talking about? Kit cast an impatient glance at the skinny Mexican. Hernando was urgently poking a finger at the ceiling. Bent looked over, too. Kit frowned. What's gotten in you, Hernando? Plop. Wet snow splattered upon his face again. Something is moving up there. Hernando's voice trailed off in a warble, and his eyes suddenly went wide as he leaped to his feet. But it was too late to escape the huge snowslide that rumbled down from above, burying the Mexican.